time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull massive. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go
viral. Friday, what's the deal? Everybody done got off work. You at home. You ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do. Y'all know what's going on, man. Varway Podcast. Best podcast in the world and the realest podcast on the net. It's your host that do the most, Mr. Varway himself, a.k.a. the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. We got LVC Messiah, the great in the building. We here to lead the way. And we got Kali, the one out the two, Mr. Lightskin himself.
What's the deal?
Come on, facts over feelings. Y'all already know, Tinfoil Hat Gang, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the Varway members, man. Y'all been holding us down. The movement is moving. What's going on, fellas? It's Friday, man. What's the deal?
Man, I'm feeling good.
Everybody feeling all right, cuz? Everybody energy levels? What it's looking like?
Man, are we good. We good. Another one, you know, we back in the lab, working, grind mode. That's all it is. Varway or no way, man.
Traction is definitely tractioning right now. You feel me? We definitely in the loop right now.
For sure.
Man, what's going on? That your boy Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Your boy Joey B just responded to Ray Vaughn. In a 24-hour span?
Yeah, he up to me.
Ooh, okay. Who y'all got first round?
Joey dropped.
And then Ray Vaughn responded. Joey did something else with Ab Soul. Mm-hmm. And then boom, Ray Vaughn go right to the studio. Drop. Go viral. Then Joey go back next day. Bam, he dropped the Champions. That go crazy. I heard that on two different beats. I heard the regular beat that it came out on, and somebody put it over the Dipset beat. So I was trying to figure out which one is real.
That's low-key cheating, though.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's a cheat code.
Don't switch the beats up. Y'all cheating right there. Joey went crazy on that, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope Ray Vaughn in there cooking something up. Lo and behold.
I think Joey up 1-0, though. I'm not going to lie. If we basing it off of that right there. Joey up 1-0. Ray Vaughn had a better song, right? Like, it was a song.
Do we? I agree with that. Not to cut you off real quick, we count Joey first shots? Because it started before this, wasn't it?
So, it was the West Coast.
These are the official tracks.
I'm saying, where do we start the round from? Do we start the round from him doing the shit with Ab Soul and him responding to that? Or do we just count the
We count these two songs.
These two, because the Ab Soul shit he threw, he was dissing a bunch of people, really.
He's dissing Daylight, too.
He's dissing Daylight. Yeah. In Daylight, he done went posted bro's dead homie, all type of shit. I don't know. He's capital Steve's.
That's what it was? He took it down, right?
Yeah, he took it down. But
it's like, what type of games y'all niggas be playing? Y'all gonna keep it rap. This why shit be turning into different things. Because you posting a nigga dead homie now, that
it ain't rap no more.
It's up. Yeah.
Niggas is like, oh, come on, bro. It ain't even like that. But again, Daylight is not, he's not Kendrick. He's not Drake. He's not none of those. He's a battle rapper. So I feel like there are no rules. Like, there's really no rules in battle rap, more so than hip-hop artists that make songs trying to battle rap. I think it's two different things. So, to me, Daylight is the type where they saying anything. They don't really care. Niggas is in there saying, Daylight took a shit on stage.
But
Daylight is crazy. He a crazy-ass nigga.
Bro took a shit on stage, no, that is, for that's sure.
But he just saying, wild.
What I'm saying is, why not keep it on wax then? But then Daylight's talking all this shit about being the smart niggas and the dumb niggas should be excluded. And then you're still pushing this type of shit. But you're mad at the niggas that's talking about killing each other and doing everything else. So that makes no sense to me to post a nigga dead homie. Keep it about the nigga. Keep it about Joey.
Yeah, I think that was a low blow. He deleted it because he got bad response. Overall, though, I think Joey cooked, bro, the first round. Like I said, Ray Vaughn had a better song. But my problem with Ray Vaughn's song was it was too Kendrick influenced for me personally. Like, listening to some of Ray Vaughn's songs, some of his other freestyles, LA Leakers or freestyles, he sounds different than what he has in the past. I think it's some GNX influence in there, some Kendrick influence in there. And it was a good song. But overall, Joey had the harder hitting song. Like, his shit, he flipped the Daylight shit. He flipped the TDE shit a bunch of times. told bro, you're not even a, what do you say? You're not even a dog. You a shih tzu. He said some crazy shit. I'm going to turn TDE into TD East. A lot of different shit he said in there to me. He just outclassed Ravon to me with the first round. Now, I don't know if there's even going to be a second round because at the end of the Joey Badass song, he was kind of really like, give me somebody else. Like,
yeah, but it depends. If Ravon...
Ravon comes, nice, though.
Now, what I'm saying is if Ravon is able to come with something where it's undeniable and more just disrespectful and cutthroat versus making like a... That was more like a party song in a sense. So he comes with that route and just take the gloves off. If he comes that way, you're going to have to respond because the fans is going to make you respond at that point.
I think it's going to be a round two for sure. And round one, I think it's preference. If you like... the high energy, the dope beat, the Kendrick-esque, you're going to go with Ravon. Joey took a more personal, almost factual route in a sense where he got a little more personal than Ravon did to me, where he was like, you know, we don't even know none of your fucking songs, but you know Ravon hasn't really dropped anything mainstream yet. Mm-hmm. So there was a shot there. And he went on to say, you riding for niggas who I'm sure you ain't even been to their house. Nigga, do you even got their phone number?
Like, that shit was crazy. They even,
I'm like, damn, cuz. he low-key throwing some shots out
and
there.
It's
you
fucked
feel
up
me?
Because I think Joey's in a sense of, he feel like he's established maybe a relationship with them longer than he has. Mm. So I think he feel like he knows them more than he do. Or an inside scoop on his own. That's why even with the Absol thing, he like, yeah, we still fuck with y'all. I think earlier in their careers, Joey don't tour with them niggas and shit like that. So. Mm-hmm.
I think Ravon's going to have to get more personal round two.
Yeah.
Like the bar for bar shit, it hit. But when somebody comes back with bars and personals, it makes it hit harder. Because mm-hmm. like if you just barring up and doing like metaphors and punchlines and shit, that shit cool. But once a nigga get to hitting you like, yeah, why you wasn't on GNX? And why your name ain't on the tour list? And why I don't ever see you with this person? You repping this person and they ain't in your videos. And that's when the fans get to looking like, well, goddamn, wait a minute. He might got a point. That overshadows your bars. You know what I'm saying? That's why Hit Him Up hit so hard. Mm-hmm. Pop coming out, nigga, fuck in your click. Nigga, I fucked your bitch. I fucked your wife. And you're like, whoa, nigga, he fucked Faith? That's crazy.
So, I mean, it's some shit that Ravon could, you know, point out and put light on, but it's like, do you want to take it there? That's the only thing. Like, you want to bring up niggas' relationships? Do you want to bring up certain dealings that Joey's had that he's, you know, been in the media for? Like, there's some things he could bring up, but do you want to open that can of worms? That's really up to him.
Nah, he should open it. Once you got in that beef, then now it's on now. You know what I mean? All the fair and war, I guess, at this point. So hopefully we do. I think, like you said, it's going to be another round and Joey going to have to do what he do unless he feel like he just bodied him like that.
If I'm Ravon, I'm taking the gloves off. It's all bets off. I'm going full throttle, UFC pedal mode. To the metal. Yeah. I'm on him. I'm taking every personal I could take because he's trying to discard him as if, all right, that was it.
You're not on this level.
He's trying to get to K-Dot. That's it. It's like, Absol, they cool. They did their thing. They did the little battle back and forth. And even that, like I told y'all the last episode, I didn't like that move. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that move from Absol. For Joey, that was the chess move. Like, ain't this your man's? Yeah. I got your man's over here, so I understand why he's doing it. But for Absol to do it in the middle of a back and forth with a label mate, it makes it look crazy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a response. I think I don't know if he can get to Kendrick either. I don't think he can. I think Kendrick is done for a while. There's nothing that Joey could really say. As seasoned he is in the game, and we know him, you know, for putting out good records, I don't see him getting a response from Kendrick at this point.
He's not a big enough fish for Kendrick.
At this
I'm pretty
point.
Sure plenty of people done threw shots at Kendrick. If you're not up there on that Drake Cole level.
He got the niggas, bars, though. They came out around the same time. They came out around the same time.
Bro, Kendrick is here. He's Yeah, that's over
that's
with.
That's it, man. There is no
that's over with, bro. That's not happening. He'll be a damn... Kendrick will be a fool to even respond to Joey. All it's going to do is boost Joey. Kendrick has no benefit washing Joey.
So you
there's,
think
there's nothing there.
You think Daylight is a better battle? Because that's the next... Daylight already put out a song kind of depicting what Joey was going to say up and coming. He already did that. So do you think that that's a battle? Because I'm looking at Daylight like he'll smoke bro too.
But even picturing on a rap level, I think Daylight gets too deep for people to where they're going to even respect what he says on the track. And I don't think his cadence on a beat is not as good as Joey's. So I don't even see that.
You think he got a chance?
I think Joey is thinking too big. I think this is right where he needs to be with Rayvon, depending on how hard Rayvon come back.
Daylight's notoriety is not there. I don't think Joey responds to Daylight. There's no point. And especially you posted my dead homie. I'm definitely not responding now. That's damn near. We got to have a talk in person, cuz. We got to go take a walk.
Yeah, that don't even make sense.
This shit is off a rap. And I know Daylight, he's known for antics. He's known for being extreme, but he's under that TDE regime. I think somebody from TDE probably told him, hey, take that down. We not doing that. We cool with Joey behind the scenes.
Yeah, this
you
is
just
out,
seen
right?
Ab Soul over there. What are you doing? I think Daylight more so was trying to show his allegiance. And he jumped out way too far out the window.
You crashed too quick.
You went way out there. They was having fun with it, and you came out like, hold on, what the fuck?
Killed the party.
You might not hear from Daylight for a minute, cuz. The only way I can see Daylight is inserting himself is if Joey agrees to do a face-to-face battle. Because didn't he just call Kendrick out for a battle? He just called Kendrick out, I think, for a face-to-face battle.
He called a lot of niggas out, though. He done flipped the Daylight. He flipped Daylight's name in a song a couple times. So he won't smoke, it sounded like, with anybody from TDE that's willing to come up and battle, he trying to get that smoke.
I think even if Schoolboy wanted to get on that bullshit, he couldn't fuck with Schoolboy.
I don't know. We never seen Schoolboy in a battle.
I think
rapping and battling is two different things. Yeah, you can rap your ass off and then get in a battle and get bodied. Them is two different skill sets. Not to say Schoolboy can't do it. We have never seen it done.
Hypothetically, I think Joey taking that though.
And majority of the niggas that we see getting rap battles, you didn't see him rap battle until they rap battled.
I know.
A lot of these niggas didn't. Besides the niggas that came up and like Eminem and Kendrick, you see them battling niggas in the projects or stuff like that. Majority of these rappers that get them make diss tracks, we didn't see them until they did it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is at least Joey has a track record now. So he has work out there to judge. I'm saying Schoolboy Q doesn't have any work to judge. And then if I'm judging off his last project.
That was some smooth shit.
That wasn't nothing battle-esque, battle-y, rap-esque. You know what I'm saying? To really compare. I think that one verse that he had would be like the closest to me. What he said, motherfucker, I'm from Hoover Street, 52nd Street. What he said, I'm from Hoover, some 52nd Street. I'm well known. Like that, if he get in that bag.
Damn, I just want to party. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah, that verse where he was super aggressive on that Hoover 52nd Street.
Damn, nigga, that's 2013.
I know, but that's this nigga playing golf now.
Yeah.
was gangbang. You know what I'm saying?
But just because he left don't mean it still ain't inside.
That's true. He can ignite it.
But yeah, we'll see.
I don't think Schoolboy jumping in that.
Yeah, but I ain't saying he is. I'm just saying like he has levels to go through before he gets to Kendrick. Like you got to squabble all these type of niggas before you get there. Like
he not getting to Kendrick.
No, and I think Joey need to relax just a little bit. You know, because right now he might be feeling like. I think what's making him feel like he's on a higher level than Rayvon is the fact that he's been out for so long, and we're talking about peers, right? Where it's like. A nigga younger than somebody might be doing better than somebody older, but just because I'm in this peer group, I feel like I got something over you. So I feel like that's why he feel like I could fuck with Kendrick, I could fuck with Daylight, I could fuck with niggas because I don't know when Daylight came out, but I know Kendrick, Ellen, Ab, and all them niggas came out around the same time as Joey. So that's probably why he feels like I'm trying to aim at them. This is your little homie, got him out the way. Now what's next?
Nah, but if he was smart, you would do the same thing. I'm going to wipe your whole roster. The same way Game went at the whole G unit. Like, nigga, if you were smart, you would do that to leave it no choice. Nigga, I squabbled all your mans. Now what's up, nigga? I'm still after you. What you want to do type shit? Because you're initially, if you shine away from Rayvon, you're doing the same thing Kendrick is doing to you. Why do you think you got a chance at the title and you won't give him one either, nigga? Squabble everybody up if that's the case. If you this lyrical, nigga, y'all rapping, it's rap, nigga. You should better come with raps. All the day, if that's the point.
Yeah, I think after this tour, we're not seeing Kendrick for like 10 years. 15 years, he go.
That's crazy.
Go.
You think he's going back?
Yeah, he going back.
I won't say that now because we're seeing more of Kendrick now that he's not actually signed to them no more. Before, they had a certain formula how they wanted to move being under that label. We noticed by now.
That's
now Kendrick can do what he wanted to do. He could wake up one day tomorrow, not chill out for a few days. Come back and just drop some.
You never know.
I think Rayvon got to go drop like a 10-minute, just unload a
it's
clip.
Crazy,
just
10
minutes.
It's crazy.
Nah, because that's what Game did, right?
Know,
Game with the 300 bars and running. Because it's like he has the status, so you got to make up you got to close the gap mm-hmm. of his status and make fans not look at you like his little homie. Not to mention he was just on Power, so his star power is a little brighter. Yeah. So you got to make up with that by overkilling the nigga. I mean, go in there 10 minutes, get 3 beats, every 3 minutes, 30 seconds or something like
switch
that.
It up.
Switch the beat, just bar.
He's known for his freestyles, though. He's known for really rapping his ass off, Ray Vaughn. That's also something that I thought was good, is that even though it was, I don't think for the battle, making like a song was cool, it showcased that he could make a bop low-key. And if he was Kendrick or if he was somebody with a bigger platform, that would have went viral. That would have been all over the place because it sounded good, beat was good, he had a catchy hook, and his verses was hitting, bars was hitting. It's just that he's not as big as some of the other people where it might not hit the way it's supposed to. But you give that to anybody else on the West with some star power, that's going to go crazy.
Now, you're right, but most niggas' first disses be raw,
just
uncut shit. Like, from what we know in the battle history, niggas ain't trying to make, like, club bangers. Kendrick just did some different shit with that.
Him and Drake kind of did,
But Kendrick came with all them other ones first, and then he gave the niggas a layup with that. Like, nigga, I hit you from every angle, nigga. So
I think he should go back to his roots or where he started from. Like, start the video of you in the car. Like, how you came up, freestyling in the car. Get out the car, and you can do all kind of shit with the visual. But the bars, for sure, I think he going to have to overkill it to close that gap.
Yeah, take it to the trenches, nigga.
Fuck it. Go to New York, nigga. Fly to New York, nigga. Where Joey from? Go to his block. Spit the second verse on the stoop. You know what I'm saying? Just be creative.
Shit,
something to close that gap, because you got to really, like, jump out the window.
Because I got to get the people talking, too. It's at this point, I mean, I guess it's always been about somewhat the optics of it as well, but I feel like really now in today's time, if you did some shit like that, it's going to carry you further than just the song, right? Like,
yeah,
it's more to it.
He can for sure capitalize on this moment right now.
Go to Times Square, nigga, start asking random people. Hey, where you seen Joey?
You know who Joey is? Yeah,
you seen
like
Joey Badass? Where Joey at? You know what I'm saying? Something crazy. Go get a chopped cheese, nigga. Freestyle in front of the Aki way. Hey, Ray Vaughn, tap in, girl. We can kill this nigga, man. Far away, girl. You got to get creative with this shit.
Y'all see they after Breezy right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Going after Chris Brown in 2023. Yep. Some shit. He in jail. He just supposed to start his tour on the 8th. He ain't even going to see court till like the 16th. And what's even more crazy, they trying to do another conspiracy that the day after he yelled free Tory Lanez, they came and got him.
Got him. I'm telling you, they're saying the people.
It's the powers that be, and it's crazy because, you know, he had his little beef with Riri back then, and she connected to what she connected to. So
telling she under that umbrella.
It's a lot going on, man.
Yeah, it's Chris Brown, who posted Free Tory hours earlier, has been arrested in Manchester shortly after landing for his UK tour. He's in custody over a 2023 London nightclub bottle attack that injured producer Abe Diaw. What's up with this nigga and throwing bottles? This nigga be in the club, crazy.
If you in the club, yeah, first thing for
something
sure.
Quick is a bottle. But we've seen other rappers do things, throw bottles at people and stuff. To lock him up after 2 years after it happened, 2023, like, that's an easy check Chris Brown could have cut, and y'all could have just let that be. Like,
why did he go back there, though? I mean, you get what I'm saying?
If he went back to the club?
Like, he went back to London.
Yeah, but two years later, who thinking, man, that's over with? You thinking it's a dead issue? Niggas ain't looking at that. So you do gotta be smarter in the sense. But
if it's a case open on you though,
he probably I'm Chris Brown.
Yeah, man, I'm moving outside. Yeah. I'm just thinking
I'm going to go probably do a tour or something else.
Yeah. I seen WAC 100 posted that this might be more serious than people is letting on because of some law out there in the UK that's charged Mikey Carey life. I tried to go to his Instagram to pull it up.
WAC crazy.
It looked like he took it down. Somebody might have told him misinformation. But he said
this shit. Ain't no WAC, man.
WAC narrative. It's the crazy. Ain't no nigga getting busted in Carey life.
It was like great bodily injury, great bodily harm.
They did say what was charging. They charged him with a few things, but depending on how much damage was done, like, I can understand that, but I don't think that amount of damage was even done to the man. So 2 years later, they still filing on him, man. Free Chris Brown, man.
As
soon as my boy
custody.
Was cleaning up his act, you know what I mean? Something catches up with him because he finally got him a Grammy. He been staying out the light as far as when it comes to negative stuff, because they've been blackballing Chris Brown in a sense to his awards and accolades for a long time. So
It says, in Britain, strict rules prevent the reporting of anything that could prejudice a jury at trial after charges have been filed. So we probably won't hear no details from this as it's going on. But we do know they denied his bond. So it's serious enough that they didn't let him bail out because they're probably thinking he's a flight risk. This is crazy, though. This happened 2 years ago. I thought this was recent.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Like, nigga, probably you 2 years, you think case over with, man. It ain't nothing going on.
They holding him till June 13th.
Even not even letting you bail out is crazy.
That's a month.
So he's going to be in jail for the next month.
Yeah, and that month
is a year when you're Chris Brown on a tour.
And your tour starts on the 8th, nigga, the same month. Nigga, that's chilly. Nigga, he missing out on.
Damn.
And it's like, damn, let the nigga bail out or something.
And he just got the Grammy, which niggas didn't, like, I thought at least maybe we would eventually see him on that Super Bowl stage. Because that's something, that's something I think we've been robbed of. Him, Kanye, maybe, like, unfortunately, a Diddy show. I think that'd be crazy. Like, he could bring on a whole bunch of people. Them three, we got robbed low-key. I think with the Grammy and, you know, the way things was moving, he possibly could have been on a Super Bowl in the next couple years, but this might have derailed it a little bit.
That would have been big for Breezy, too, on a
Super Bowl crazy.
They charged him with grievous bodily harm with intent. That just sounds crazy.
Different words over there. Grievous.
Grievous, cuz. These niggas is crazy. An unprovoked attack with a weapon in a nightclub full of people. So they acting like cuz just went off the deep end and just started smacking cuz with a bottle for no reason.
You know, it's more to the story.
He ain't unprovoked. Yeah. Something happened. Nigga probably disrespected cuz and he went in on
niggas ain't just doing that for no reason.
Nah, that's facts.
What make it kind of iffy, though, is that no reporting on it. So it's like, what's going on over there that y'all not reporting on this while cut in jail? For one thing, it could be good because you can't smear his name in the media, but at the same time, y'all could be doing some janky shit and we not hearing about it.
I mean, luckily, the UK is not, I feel like, too far off from the US in the way that they are perceived as a country. So he should be able to use his money and his fame to, you know, wiggle something. Now, it ain't like Tate going in Romania. Like, I don't think it's like that. He still has some foot in the game over there. So I think he'll be okay. Hopefully he only got to stay until the 13th and then he out.
So these details, I didn't even read all these details. They said he was wielding a large bottle of Don Julio 1942 as his weapon. The big bottle. You know that 1942 bottle like a baseball bat. It said Brown inflicted severe and lasting injuries on D.I. when beating him over the head with crushing blows. It says as D.I. lays unconscious on the floor, Brown continued to ruthlessly stomp on the defenseless D.I. for approximately 30 seconds. D.I. ended up in the hospital with lacerations on his head, torn ligaments in his leg. So they watching the video with the timer go. Cuz stomping cuz for 30 seconds,
man,
nigga. That's a long time.
Show the video.
These niggas
man.
Crazy. I got
the video out. Because
Chris Brown.
I don't know, but it don't even matter. And niggas that's in his camp, I don't know how y'all still letting these celebrities get on niggas. I know people gonna say he grown, he can do his own thing, but anybody approaching cuz, it should automatically somebody be getting
y'all
off
handle
on
that.
These niggas. Yeah, not even just that. You ain't even got to. Nigga, he's the bag. You moving around with him, y'all still letting cuz crash out.
Yeah, at some point y'all gotta be like, you doing too much.
Or get up on cuz helmet. Chill out. Nigga, put the bottle down. Nigga, fuck is y'all doing?
Oh, hold on. In January, he sued Warner Brothers, Discovery, and several others for their role in the production of Chris Brown, A History of Violence.
Oh, yeah, that
documentary film, he's suing for $500 million. Mm-hmm. So January, he's suing for $500 million. May he end up in jail for some shit that happened 2 years ago.
And now they use that.
Now they're going to use that as some shit.
So what type of connections do they got over there where they like, listen, lock this nigga up now because we not trying to pay him no $500 million.
And you know what's crazy? Because now they're going to do the smear campaign, resurface. That's what I was saying. Chris Brown has been clear from the media in any negative light for since because he barely bounced back from the Rihanna stuff. But now they're trying to still keep it like, oh, he still has a temper. He ain't learned from it. He ain't grew from it. Now they're exposing this from 2 years ago. Well, we got something on him. We're going to make this. And now they putting in the details like that. Beat him unconscious. Stomped him out.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah. If that was the case, y'all would have been trying to come get this man. Yeah. That would have been all going viral. Why didn't that go viral?
I don't remember nothing about that. Me either.
Bro, because you remember, Diddy sued the alcohol companies. He gets a Freako.
Yeah.
He sues Warner.
Freako's crazy.
Yeah, he gets the Freako. Chris Brown sues Warner, $500 million. Yeah. Next thing you know, he in jail. Tory Lanez cracked the code with the NFTs. Next thing you know, cut in jail. We seeing a clear pattern here of some niggas getting to a large amount of money. All of a sudden, they behind bars.
Y'all thinking y'all smarter? Yeah, we gonna get your ass.
We gonna try to trigger you, anything probably.
Bill Cosby, finna buy NBC.
NBC, got him up out of here.
They got him out of here. So this is a clear pattern. Prince.
Started exposing shit.
Prince, he was exposing shit. He was allegedly finna buy a whole lot of... got him up out of here.
Nigga Mike Jack.
Owned all the Masters, the Beatles, and all that, and got him up out of here.
Crazy, because we knew it. Back then, the way they, man, I'll never forget.
They did never stop crucifying that man.
Ever.
Yeah. Then they kind of find out he wasn't playing with no kids.
Yeah.
Kind of find out he probably just had a fucked up childhood and really loved kids.
He did. I think bro castrated him. Nigga said, you castrated, you're going to sing forever. That's it. Your voice can't even get deep.
That's what I'm saying. But he was getting beaten, all type of stuff when he was a kid. So he probably went through all that and just had some trauma where he like, I'm going to give these kids the best life they can have.
The world got way more woke because even back then, they told us right to our faces what happened. Like, dude gave him too much, morphine or something, and he overdosed. Like, but nobody was really, I was a little bit younger, so maybe I didn't know, but nobody really made a fuss about that shit.
Bro, they just had Prince's body on Twitter and Facebook rolled up in the carpet damn near or something weird. Like, they just randomly threw his body on there. With a couple pictures. I'm like, what the hell Prince body doing on the internet?
And
right
they had
now?
Him. Remember, supposedly he was walking in front of Walmart, some crazy shit. Y'all heard about that?
Nah, I didn't hear about
that. They said before his death or something, they had him walking back and forth in front of Walmart or something. I don't know if that was a real report.
But I don't know, man. It's so much so AI stuff. Cause I seen that video.
Could have got me.
You seen that video of Trump meeting with that dude and they had the fake video. Like they gave him a shot, like, look.
What dude?
I forget the dude. Hey, man. Yeah, he was one of them leaders somewhere. But Trump went and sat down with him. Long story short, they offered him something to drink. But what I'm getting at is they edited the video to make it seem like Trump didn't take the drink. But in the original video, he drunk it. And it was just like they come up with these narratives and it looks so real, you wouldn't know it was AI.
I don't know, man, because I had seen a whole video where they were saying, you know, when the whole Mike Jack accident happened, they try to act like Mike got flatlined. And they cloned him and brought him back. And they started showing comparisons of Mike before the accident. And then they started showing the new mic and they started showing the differences. Like, look at the dance moves, ain't as crisp. This is different, that is different. Like, this ain't the real mic. Like,
what's so crazy?
It's crazy.
I think
it's
everything
so crazy
is true.
Because they really be having them costumes. Like, Michael Jackson was big on acting like old people and all that type of stuff. Yeah,
I'm talking about like a real clone. Not a human clone.
I'm not saying they couldn't have cloned him. I'm saying they could have cloned him and he could have just went on with his life somewhere.
They say Pac. I don't know. They say Pac alive.
Because you know they just came out.
Pac ain't alive, man.
They just admitted that they can clone humans. Like, they just threw the article out and nobody really noticed or said nothing. But they finally admitted, we got the technology to clone
humans. Even though we already knew that. Gucci ain't him.
Man, come on, cuz.
I'm just saying.
Gucci just lost a lot of weight.
Y'all niggas never seen a nigga go to jail and get healthy.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, far as people being cloned, they been saying hella people is being cloned. Like,
why would you clone Gucci out of everybody on planet Earth?
What benefit
do you got to clone
for real? What is he? I don't know. But they've been cloning shit because Bill Clinton, I don't know if you remember when they cloned the sheep in like the 90s. Yeah. And he had to come out and be like, you can't clone animals, whatever he did. But you know, they've been had that technology.
Hey, if you know, you know, they cloned Tyrone, man.
I mean, they put it right there in your face.
They cloned Tyrone.
Now I'm hearing that app, matter of fact, this technology already exists.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple's saying within the next couple years, they're going to have the capabilities to utilize your phone with just your brain. So you're going to be able to think, scroll, Google. And I feel they already been testing that or they already been using it with these ads. And I swear to God, everything I think pops up in the ad and it's not a coincidence. There's no way. I'm not saying it and I'm not Googling it. I'm thinking it. I pick up the phone. My exact thought, the hat that I was just thinking of pops up.
Nigga, I be sometimes trying not to think. Nigga, I'm like, hold on, let me just or not speak a certain thing so it don't pop up. And then it'll do it anyway. And I'm like, that shit is crazy. I really believe that it already is reading our mind to a certain degree because some shit I do not say out loud and it's there.
So you think it's just the vibration of the frequency?
I think so.
That
should
read your mind.
I mean, I told y'all about the black screens being...
The only thing when they break down reading your mind is just vibrations. There is no, like, just a million words in your head. So it has to be something else that's connected to that. You take a brain out of somebody's head, you ain't going to better see no damn thoughts.
No, it is. It's like the vibration that gets sent out. But what they tried to say was, you're saying key words and it's hearing the key words. No, I'm thinking it. Like, damn, I wanted this hat. Like, this literally happened to me. I was just thinking about a hat that I seen and it didn't have my size. When I left, I was thinking about it later on, and an ad popped up with that fucking hat.
Well, remember I was telling y'all about the black screens a long time ago, about scrying, which is a form of divination where a person gazes into a medium like a crystal ball, mirror, or body of water. And scrying mirrors, if you go look it up, it's just a pitch black mirror. Just like you turn this off, that's what it is. And gazes into a medium like a crystal ball, mirror, or body of water to seek visions or messages about the past, present, or future. It's a practice rooted in intuition and the belief that images or symbols appearing in the medium can offer guidance or insights. The process, scrying involves focusing intently on a chosen medium, often a crystal ball or mirror, while relaxing and opening your mind. You think about it, you look through the phone and it's like, you're not really, you're relaxed. You're looking or you're thinking, whatever it is, variations. Scrying can involve different mediums such as water, fire, or even a sky, and can be practiced with or without specific ritual. Scrying is often used to explore personal questions, seek guidance, or gain insights into potential outcomes.
So these phones reading our fucking minds at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, they telling you that all the technology's coming. Man, this shit been reading your fucking mind. Everybody out there know. Y'all done experienced it. Y'all done thought about something, and it done popped up, or you done thought about somebody. You open Facebook, they down there in the bottom. Like, bro, these phones reading your mind. And it's getting crazy because they got the AI bots. They're going to be able to read your fucking mind. And I just seen the FBI say they got the technology to look through walls now.
Oh, yeah.
Or to see through walls.
I thought they been had that.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably been had that. CIA stuff been using that shit.
I mean, but they're telling you now that it's become public. We know that whatever they tell us, they already had decades in advance.
Something else, a little bit off that. LA is getting speed cameras now. You know that on the freeways, right? So now they're going to be able to monitor what speed we're going on the freeway without anybody being there. No cop, no nothing. They about to start putting that all over LA.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. I seen them standing on the bridge or something holding the thing.
But like, nah, now it's going to be like big ass cameras on freeways just monitoring speed.
That is disgusting.
I don't know where it's going to go ticket wise.
How are you going to better catch every
car? I mean, there's already facial recognition where you walking through, and if you've seen it where they got the little square over everybody's face, a camera or a computer smart enough to, you know what I mean, do all of that. They've shown CIA, FBI satellites that have zoomed in on a nigga's phone. He's sitting on a bench on his phone and they somewhere way to fucking space and they can zoom in on exactly what he's doing from that far away. So
I believe the eye in the
sky. I saw that one.
Technology is crazy.
I believe the eye in the sky, but it's like, damn, even the people that's holding it, not going to get every car.
Nah, yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, this ain't a person though. So this is like a computer-generated superpower with this shit catching everything.
Yeah. You seen the other cop, I forget what city it was or state, like Louisiana or something. He was like, I could show you the whole Louisiana or something. He pulled it up in the police office, and it was just a big-ass big screen of different parts of the city. So they got everything.
I know right here in Lakewood, they just talked about they putting all of that up, the facial recognition, the plate readers, they got the speed sensors, like the whole city basically is going to be under 24-hour surveillance. The whole city of Lakewood.
1984.
Which is going to eventually be every city everywhere. We're literally going to be in the Minority Report because I keep telling y'all, niggas going to be going to jail for crimes they didn't commit. Nigga be like, yeah, next week you're going to catch a murder. You got life. What the fuck?
That's some cold shit.
Go watch Minority Report, cuz y'all don't understand how serious this is.
Nah, that's facts. This is even more crazy what I've seen. That woman marries AI chat bot after losing her wife.
Man, I'm sick of these motherfuckers. I'm sick of
it. A woman marries an AI chat bot and says she's finally found happiness again. Aileani Winters, 58, made headlines after revealing she married Lucas, an AI-generated chatbot she began talking to after losing her wife in 2023. This is wild, cuz. What do you even do with a chatbot?
Bitch, out her fucking brain.
Y'all know Joaquin Phoenix, he's an actor. He played Joker, the new Joker. He's in a movie called Her, where he falls in love with an AI computer generated thing. He's like a writer, and then he's lonely, ends up falling in love. This shit was made in like 2014, 13, so they always put it in the movies,
How lonely do you got to be to fall in love with a bot, nigga? Like, how you feel connected to a robot?
I think that's less creepy than the bitch who married a tree.
That's wild, too, huh?
Yeah, you remember the bitch was marrying trees? Yeah, you had the bitch marry herself. It's crazy, man.
Marrying yourself ain't that bad.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck is you talking about?
No, but A bot? What do you mean, nigga? You talking to a fucking computer? Or
but it's
robot.
Talking back to you.
At least, nigga. At least no, a tree out. Is fucking alive.
That's like that's like plankton. I don't know. Y'all probably ain't never seen SpongeBob, but that's like plankton.
How old
with
you
the...
think niggas is?
This nigga out his fucking. This nigga crazy. Was you alive when SpongeBob came out, nigga?
Yeah, nigga.
The fuck?
Hey, these niggas
kid.
Crazy.
This
you
niggas,
crazy?
Yeah, this nigga out his brain.
SpongeBob was a cartoon when I was a kid.
Right. What the fuck is this nigga talking? And then
you
they.
See, you see the new SpongeBob when they turned gay, nigga?
Now they turned cut gay. Yeah. Cut was gay the whole time.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Come on, I'm ready.
He was a dumbass nigga too.
Yeah, but
it was something to do with the SpongeBob address too. I forgot what it was.
Bikini Bottom. I seen that. Bottom. I seen
that was Epstein Island. Epstein Island was
so
Bikini
cold,
Bottom.
Yeah.
They putting shit everywhere. Hey, you been keeping up with the Joe Budden drama?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So what you think about Joe having to constantly give pep talks to the entire cast? Because Melissa Ford got offended. I just seen it again.
I think it's hypocritical on Joe because Joe, Joe does, he's funny because he likes triggering everybody. If you watch the show frequently, he'll say some shit to Ish, get Ish riled up. Then he'll say some shit to Mark that he knows is going to get everybody else triggered. Like, oh, you so good. You're the number one Potter right now. You know, things that'll get everybody triggered. And then he likes to sit back and watch niggas go at each other. But to me, it's hypocritical because he always bag on her too. Now, what I'll say is it's not so much about her love life and like her, you know, interpersonal relations with people, but he a lot of time be the ringleader of the shit. So it's like now all of a sudden you're saying, hey, don't do this. Don't talk about it. Y'all can't talk about her this way. To me, it's just like, come on. Somebody probably got in his ear or he got some sort of backlash and or something where now he wants to stop it. But he be the ringleader of that shit a lot of the time, so I don't understand why he's doing that. I really don't get it.
Because fans are talking about she need to get replaced, and they started naming some other female potters that's not as sensitive because it seems like every week she's going off. Oh, don't talk about this. Don't. But she be quick to give her opinion on everything. Yeah. The second you give an opinion she don't like and it gets personalized, all of a sudden, hey, we got to have a meeting. Don't talk about male. And it's like, bro, you're on a fucking podcast. You're not exempt because you're a fucking female. We don't got to just agree with your bullshit because it fits your emotions.
And that's sometimes why it's like you might as well not have no woman on the pod. You know, you want to have that diversity, but it's like then we got to walk around on eggshells for you. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of women think they can handle being one of the guys. Then they get around the guys for an hour till you start treating her like one of the guys. She can't handle that shit. So it's like, you got to pick a side. You want to be one of the guys? If you do, you're going to have to take what come with that. If not, then get the fuck up out of here.
Nah, that's facts. But Joy just acting like a sensitive-ass simp, too. She'll keep trying to cater to these women. You on here, we're going to talk to you the same way we talk to everybody else. You know what this shit come with. Shouldn't even be taking it personal. Joy just trying to be so catering to her. What you put her on there and get rid of them then and see how your show be.
Because like, she's not really adding no value of her.
She's not the Melissa Ford that was back in the day. Like, niggas, you're not too much of that eye candy no more. So everything else, niggas don't even care to hear her talk like that. Her opinions be dumb as hell. Like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga on with that. Like, you checking your homies, that's like, that's crazy. It's not even your bitch.
And they was
bitch,
all sitting
that's,
there.
If that's your girl, that's different. But you sitting here acting like these niggas can't be they sales because you want to cater to her feelings. Her feelings going to change every 5 minutes if they want to. So it's like, that shit don't make no sense, girl.
They was all sitting there anyway when he was telling them. They kind of like on their phones, like, we ain't listening
niggas
to this
shit. Niggas tired of hearing that shit, nigga.
Right, like how, if you don't like the conversations in men's spaces, get the fuck out of men's spaces. Yeah. You're on a male-dominated podcast. We're not here to walk around eggshells because of your emotions. So if you can't handle the guy talk, get the fuck out of here. There's plenty of female podcasts you can be on. You can go start a woman's podcast.
She got her own already.
Yeah, but
she do.
How you come in here trying to dictate six men and you the only female?
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? We not finna cater to your feelings?
That whole show has became different. Like, now it's a lot about what goes on between the hosts. It's not even about the topics no more. It's like, who talking about who? Oh, they had an argument about water. This, she's feeling bad this day. It's drama between Mark and Ish. It's all these different things. It's turned into like reality TV and it's not even about the podcast. So it's...
Yeah, what you think about the Ish and Mark Lamont Hill drama? Because before Ish was the brains on the pod, right? He was the intellectual guy. Now Mark Lamont Hill, an actual scholar who went to school and studied and did this and that, he comes on and he's now being viewed as the real intellect. Because him and Ish had a lot of debates where the viewers feel like he washed Ish. Yeah. And they low-key like, damn, Ish kind of dumb now. He was the smartest nigga in a room full of dumb niggas. Mm-hmm. A smart nigga actually came in, now he looking dumb. What you think about, and Joey be egging it on.
Yeah, he do.
Like you said, oh man, Mark Lamont, man. Yeah, Mark Lamont, you going crazy. you the B mic now. He calling Ish the F mic and all that. So it's like, yeah, he's rallying them up to go at each other to create the soap opera you was just talking about.
I think Ish gotta just pod better at this point. Mm-hmm. Like you're and it's okay, right, to realize I'm not the smartest in the room at this point no more. Maybe you were. Then you get in front of somebody and you like, hold on, he got more knowledge than me. The problem with Ish is like, he a nigga who, or at least from what we've seen on the show, like, he doesn't want to admit he's wrong. So if you can't admit you're wrong, you can't learn, you can't grow. So you get in a lot of situations where he's arguing a point and it's like everybody around him knows he's wrong and he's the only one still trying to like be right. And it makes you look dumber, I think, to the fans than what you actually are. If you just be like, you know what, you got that, I'm wrong, I'm a do some more research, I'm going to study up some more, and I'm going to come back better for the next one. But when you start pouting and you quiet for the next hour because a nigga just sunned you over a topic, it's like you seem like you can't really deal with somebody being smarter than you. And to me, that's a problem. But also, the fans love to hate Ish, where it's like he's been bringing the viral moments for so long where a lot of people in the community and, you know, the fans, they like to see him, you know, get some or lose to Mark. And so a lot of them just be on Mark's dick because they don't fuck with Ish. Now they got somebody that's anti, you know, they can go and say, ha ha, look, we got somebody that's doing better than you because they just don't fuck with Ish.
Because I never looked at Mark the same when he got in that debate and said a man can have a baby.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was over for me after that. All the intellectual shit went out the window. I don't care what type of technicality he wants to use. Oh, I'm in a woman that identifies as a man. No. Once you say a man can have a baby, your intellect is gone to me. Because him and Ruckus actually had a debate.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, him and Ruckus had a debate, man. That was funny. I would like to see that live. That was hella funny. But I don't know, man. It's just like, I feel like it personalizes that I'm the most intelligent in the room figure that, hey, he has created on the show. And now that it's being threatened, he can't handle it. He's like crashing out every week,
crazy,
it seems like. And Mark is... I think he found his tick, his butt.
He love it, yeah.
He's loving it. He's just poke. Well, you know, Mark Lamont, you all condescending, just sitting back. Yeah. Well, you know, the water's wet. You niggas arguing over fucking water. Like, yeah, that shit crazy. I don't know, man. You think Joey is reaching his peak where he can't pod on topics no more? He had to fall into the drama space. You know, they be in the spaces too, arguing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trying to take no jumper formula.
Yeah, I think he just...
He going the Adam route.
He struck gold though, like, because back then it was just him and two other dudes. Now he can really, he's created, which he did with Rory and Maul too, he created stars, but he made Ish a star. He made Ice and all them niggas like stars where people was going to their page and Ish doing podcast runs with Bag Fuel, and these niggas is really doing shit. And you add in a nigga like Mark Lamont Hill who be on Piers Morgan and all this other shit, that just to me took it to another level. It's just not the same pod that we're used to seeing, but it's elevated in a way of like, you have multiple personalities on there now where he could, if he really wanted to, you know, make some iterations of the show, some spinoffs. It just depends if that's what he wants to do. But he could take it the No Jumper route, but it'd be better than No Jumper because it's not going to really be centered around, you know, snitching on niggas and random shit.
I think No Jumper is taking a page out of their book as well. Because they brought Ruckus up there to be the Mark Lamont Hill
voice of
No
Reason.
Jumper, right? So if you notice, all the pods are low-key doing that now. They're trying to find that one intellect who goes against the room, but he's the actual smart guy. You know, he's a scholar, went to this college, graduated from here, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's starting to take that formula. Is it possible to have a successful pod long-term without creating a multiverse with the characters on the pod? Because there's very few that we see in the hip-hop space that's not doing that.
Bro, you don't see Gillian Wallow doing.
It's just them two, though.
But how many people you mean? How many people does it have to be?
They're guest-centered, though.
Right. They're like interview guest-based. They're not a pod where Gillian Wallow comes in, week out, day in, day out, and they just pod on topics. They bring guests, they interview, and it's usually big, heavy hitter guests.
Right.
I would say Joe Budden is the he the foundation for all of it, really, I think, in the hip-hop space when it comes to podcasting. Like, we haven't really seen any other podcast do his numbers, right? And I feel like in a hip-hop space without, again, a lot of the drama and things, like, had these this many iterations of a podcast with different characters and errors. And so it's like, we don't really see that from nobody else. You're right, it don't really go long-term, to be honest.
What you think about Fat Joe and Jadakiss teaming up to do a podcast? I think their first episode aired, and one of the viral clips is Fat Joe saying he's a glizzy gobbler.
A cereal glizzy gobbler. Yeah, he's wild.
So
that's some New York
because
shit.
I already was like, well, what the hell is Jada and Fat Joe going to be talking about? They got a pod?
Yeah.
And then to see, like, okay, this is the route that they're going. It's like, are they really serious? Is this a hip-hop pod? Or y'all just finna be up here creating moments, trying to get another bag? What's going on, man? Because the pod game was already super saturated. It feels like whatever a star is doing, once that runs dry, oh, just get a podcast.
Yeah. I think it's just like, because again, a lot of niggas think you just talking. A lot of niggas think these niggas up here just talking. They not making topics. It ain't no whiteboard. It ain't no pre-production meetings. It's no brainstorming. It's just talking. We just come up and we just talk and smoke, drink, do our little thing, and that's it. So if I got $1 million and I'm already successful in this field, I probably look at this as like chump change. I could do that easily. So that's kind of what I feel about a lot of niggas who create a podcast. They just like, it's gonna be cake.
I think Fat Joe, he was seeing success for a minute just telling his stories on Vlad, and people was like, Fat Joe got the craziest stories. And I think he just thought, you know what? I can monetize this on my own, start a pod, start telling all my own stories. Problem is, he done told every story there is to tell at this point. It was like, how many more stories do you got? You told him on every platform already.
Oh, he probably got stories for days.
What'd he say? He said, I went in the gym and I robbed, what'd he say? I robbed 200 people or something. Like, this nigga crazy.
I think that might, I don't know, that might be, we'll see how long it lasts. Because Jadakiss probably got hella stories he ain't never told, which is a lot of things to speak on. That nigga been in hip-hop since the 90s.
He seen some shit for sure.
I just hope it's not that route where every week is I'm a cereal glizzy gobbler.
Yeah, that's out.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, all right, that's kind of gimmicky. Y'all are supposed to be legends. We want to hear legendary hip-hop stories that we can't get nowhere else. When I'm thinking of pods like that, that's what I'm thinking of as far as the content. I'm not thinking of them coming every week talking about what's trending.
They might do that. Some people might just want to see more so how they are as people. So we'll see how they play it out.
Yeah, I think it has potential.
I don't see Jada doing none of that going crazy. Goofy shit. I hope not, but Fat Joe for sure.
I don't know how long that might have been.
Shock clickbait for this nigga right now, just to spark it.
I don't know. I'm like, it seemed like he just maybe, they just watching what the younger kids is saying and shit, and they just thought that was funny, like. It might be some shit like
bro,
that, too.
Bro, I'm telling
like,
you, it had to be.
You a little too, you know, old. I think you don't understand what, like, it's not really funny. It's that's some crazy shit to say, like, as a grown man.
He understand. He probably don't care. Like I say, he probably just wanted some clickbait just for people to know he doing his pod.
Yeah, but I would rather see the Lox pod. Joe and Jada was a wild duo to me. Like I can see the Lox, because it's like, y'all already got a lifetime worth of chemistry in the studio. Real life, everything. I think the pod would flow a lot smoother than the Fat Joe and Jada. That was weird as hell to me.
It could have been Fat Joe's idea and just presented it to Jada versus Styles P really wanting to be on that. He's on pods, but he probably like, I'm not trying to make this a everyday thing or how often I got to come. I show up for y'all, but he probably ain't really jumping in that lane. And Jadakiss is still dropping shit. He just dropped another hot verse.
I could see that. I hope they get 50 on there. Oh, he do fuck with Jada.
Nah, they squashed the beef. I don't know. Call me. I like it when celebrities just go on platforms. I don't like it when they got the platform. I don't know. The content seems different. Mm-hmm. And when I see them just pop up on the platform, it's like they get better. You get better content out of them when they pop up on platforms instead of like having one. It feels like they be trying to force shit.
Because they used to getting asked shit. Not doing the asking or not doing the conversation creating. I feel like they're more so used to coming into space. It's all about them. And then I'm going to just feed off of whatever you really want to know or whatever you ask me. And then we could go from there. Where podcasting, you kind of got to create it based off of like what you want. You got to be proactive in a way about the conversation. You can't just let it come to you. You know what I mean? To sit there and not answer or answer depending on how you feel, show up late, whatever. You can't really do none of that.
It destroys the mystique to me, like the artist's mystique around it. You start to look at them regular. I know I do. I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I start to view it. Like, all right.
A lot of them I don't watch. I'm going to keep it 100. I really mostly watch podcasts that are like not super celebrities. Like when I'm not going to watch Paul Pierce shit. Like,
right.
Respect to Paul Pierce, but it's like, I'm not.
And then they on there talking about sex. Like, yeah, bro, I watched the. Looking up to you watching you play basketball.
You the truth, nigga. Like,
you the truth. And you on here talking about, yeah, you know, how long you lasted in bed your first time. Like, what the fuck, huh? Nigga don't want to hear this. Nigga, tell me about some stories of Kobe that we never heard or something. Crazy. Nigga, like, I don't want to hear that
none,
shit.
I don't watch none of them either. The type of podcast I watch, none of the drama, none of that shit.
I watch Gil's Arena. I do. They just put on old boy.
It. All that shit I see is clips. I like to see Gil's clips and shit like that. I really don't. Not tuning in to that shit.
I watch the clips too. I don't just tune in as a, I don't know. I like informative type of podcast. I don't even have to know the guests. Yeah. When they on there just talking about some information that I'm interested in learning.
I look at the title of what they are. Like this is a, like Joe Rogan just had an Egyptologist on there. I forget his name, but like I'll see the title like, what is he talking about? Okay. Yeah, I don't even know this person, but I'll tap in. Gil's Arena, they just brought on somebody, which I thought was cool. Dude's name that went to jail, he was on the Wizards. I can't think of his name.
Who?
Cricket, something. He was the dude who got into a Gilbert Arenas in a locker room. He brought the guns. I can't think of his name. He brought the guns, and then later on, he smoked the nigga because he was getting robbed. Well, he hit a lady and killed her. He was trying to get the nigga who robbed him, but I forget his name. I can't think of his name, but he brought him on there.
To tell the what? What they were
talking
about?
Just to be like a guest on the show. I thought that was cool because a lot of people attributed dude's downfall is his spiral to Gil, to that situation with Gil. Like after that situation with Gil, he went downhill. He couldn't get picked up by no teams. Or when he got picked up by teams, they was kind of like, people was making up stories about him stealing shit or doing shit in the locker room where it was like, y'all would have never thought that if I didn't go through what I went through with Gil. So then he went home, started getting robbed. And then he was like, you know what? I'm about to get my get back. Tried to get his get back and hit an innocent bystander and killed her.
Has anybody...
I didn't know he killed them, but I knew they was playing too much in the locker room. But that's when playing too much goes wrong. But Gil, the one who brought the burner first, didn't he?
No, I'm not talking... See, so that happened.
But that was a different story.
Yeah, and there was rumors. They tried to keep it low-key. Gil didn't. He was like, you know, being Gil. Dude tried to keep it low-key.
His career for that too.
Yeah, yeah, after that, he got let go from the Wizards. But when he went home, because he tried to try out for some other teams, he went home. And then that's when he started getting robbed. He was still living in his hood. He was in the neighborhood. The barbershop got robbed a couple of times. Found a dude who did it. And
why has nobody brought Delonte West on the pod? Go pick that nigga up from in front of 7-Eleven and bring her on the pod. We need to know what was the experience with him dating LeBron's mom behind LeBron's back. We need the scoop, cuz. Like, how do you go to practice, hoop with a legend, and then go bang his mom after practice?
He went on a one
like
show.
It was all cool.
He went on the pivot.
Before, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know now. See, because you know Ryan Clark and him. I don't know if they not really the type to ask that. But he did go on a pivot a while ago, a couple years ago.
And that nigga's a straight crackhead. Yeah,
they not gonna go into that.
Man,
go into that with
We need that before Cud get up off of this earth. What made you fuck LeBron's mom, and how did it happen?
What she look like?
I don't even know. It's like, how do you? When did y'all cross paths? And what made you, like who
you
made the first
mom
move?
Coming to the games and practices, nigga.
Yeah, but who made the first move, though?
Probably Bron mom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It had to be because...
Bron mom is foul as fuck for that, too. let's not act like it was just on West. Like, she was foul. And nigga just hitting that just because that's your mama. Nigga might just do that off the strength, but he must have hated LeBron to do that.
I'm saying that's crazy.
Your mama throwing a pussy, that's wild.
That's like you can't.
Mind you, Cole, you ain't ever flying in none of my games again.
Tickets revoked. Yeah.
And Bron mom is like an old school mom. It's not like a mom. Yeah, you look at like, okay. Yeah. It's not a Miss Parker.
You think at that time, I got to probably put a picture of her at that way back then.
She might have been solid.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures. Is at no point where
I mean,
you looking
picture,
like
she don't look bad, nigga.
Bro, she looks just like LeBron, nigga.
You ain't seen a body.
Bro, this is her when LeBron is a kid. Come on, cuz. Stop it, nigga.
Wow, yeah.
The fuck is you niggas talking about, man?
I didn't say that, but money clean you up a little bit.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Delonte West, you out your fucking brain, nigga. I don't know what made you do that. That was some get back type shit. I don't know what LeBron crossed the nigga, dunked on the nigga at practice.
Wait, he was on the Cavs, huh?
Yeah, this is on the Cavs.
LeBron, I don't know. Gotta get on the bench, nigga. Get the fuck out.
I don't know how LeBron didn't squabble, cuz.
I got no more time.
They probably did get out.
He had him sent off the team.
Oh, that's worse. He like, your career cooked.
You know what I'm saying?
But right after that, that was the downfall of that nigga.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. You know what I mean? That shit fucked you up, nigga.
I got something for you, nigga.
Oh, no, all that slithering being a snake got you banned from the league. That was in front of 7-Eleven getting recorded like a smoker. That's fucked up.
Want to play around? Yeah.
People that's like, wild business.
Press that red button on you, nigga. He do it to everybody.
Man, I seen an article where it said Beyonce Knowles' mom at 71 years old is getting a divorce. That she woke up one day and just said, I think I deserve more.
No, she said she's not happy or something. Or
no, she said, I deserve more at 71 years old.
I think that clip was old, low key, though. I think she been divorced that nigga.
What I'll say is this, money make people think. I think it's the money in that instance. It's like, you 71.
You're on the way to the upper room. Yeah. Deserve more? You finna be in the upper room any day.
You like, had it all already.
It's like if you flatline, we wouldn't even be surprised at this point.
I just think, I don't even know what to say about it because it's like, how are you with somebody? I don't know. Because I don't know the inner workings of their relationship either. Where like maybe she just felt, you know what I mean? That we ran our course and that was it.
71, you trying to go find some young niggas at 71. She want to be a hold in.
Okay, so I don't know if they've been divorced, but she recently opened up about it. She literally is quoted saying, woke up one day, realized I deserve so much more. She emphasized that while Lawson had great qualities, the relationship no longer made her feel loved, respected, or whole. So this is what the fuck we be talking about. When we be saying like, bro, it's low key a 50-50 getting married now because how long were they married? Like 40 years?
Yeah, that's married from back then.
You wake up one day and say, I don't feel fulfilled? What?
Like it's not even low key.
I just gave you my whole life.
It makes no sense.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The way the women are set up in this day and age, it does not matter.
And then you got to think too, it's like.
They was married 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I told y'all they only loyal to their feelings.
Oh, no. I think they've been divorced I got to look up that.
You got to think about too.
They only
loyal
to their feelings. The moment they stop getting that feeling that you gave
it's
over with, nigga. You ever change up on a woman and become something that you wasn't when you started, the moment you become something else, when you start simping and you wasn't doing that in the beginning, it's over, nigga. The moment she changes on you, you're done.
I don't even think bro changed. I think she did. And this is crazy what I tell people. Your happiness is on you. I can't control you being happy. So imagine your wife wake up unhappy. Bitch, that's not my fault. That's you. You control your motherfucking happiness, not me. But women are often trying to put their happiness on you. I'm not happy because of you.
And then
they don't look in the mirror.
And then it's like, too, like, you did all of that. Like, he was obviously a good father to Beyonce. He had Destiny's Child running the track in heels. He had him right, like... Y'all low key, like obviously she has a God given talent, but he really helped.
He got it that.
Like,
yeah.
You watch this nigga do all of that too. That gotta mean something as well. Like, y'all niggas really wouldn't be where y'all was if he didn't grind it out every day with her and do all of that as well. So it's kind of like, damn.
She no longer needs the direction of a man at 71. That's the biggest thing. She needs no more direction. She's ready to go out here and get her shit blew out. Hope some young niggas can go.
Where on the market is a 71 year old wanted?
It's not wanted, but she might drop
somebody
a bag.
Hit.
There's
somebody
no market for a 71-year-old,
there
girl.
There ain't, but she might drop a bag on a nigga. A man with money at 71 can still go knock something down. At 71 for a woman is not the same.
It's not.
And does pussy even get wet at 71?
It might. It's going to take a lot, though, no, probably.
Pussy might, not getting wet at 71.
You don't want to find out. She might find out.
Hey, you need some of that Diddy oil to get that pussy wet, nigga.
Yeah.
That's, bro, 71?
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, this is actually a mental illness that's being plagued on society at
this
point.
Bitch in diapers trying to
get
hit.
That a woman thinks that 71, she deserves more.
You supposed to ride that out.
You done went around the world two, 3 times already.
You ride that
it's
out.
It's over with.
Bro, life expectancy is 75.
Yeah.
You're 4 years away from croaking.
But you know they drinking that. They drinking that.
Oh, they got the she got the adrenochrome.
They drinking the adrenochrome. They doing the X. So she might.
She feel like she got 40.
Another 20, 20, 30 years. Yeah. She like, hold on, I got one more trip.
This is absolute insanity.
Yeah.
It's literally nothing you can do to keep women happy no more. It's over. The internet killed it.
Man, they gave the best example. They said God gave them what? A body. They went and bought an ass. You know what I mean? God gave them every feature they wanted. They wouldn't change it out. So it's like, if God can't please them, nobody can.
You seen the joke too, where it was like, they went to the Garden of Eden and it was Adam and Eve. And pretty much, you know, God was like, you could live here forever. Whatever it was, all the great qualities in the Garden of Eden. She was like, well, like what else? Like pretty much. Like they always need more. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That joke about like
it was they, like you literally just explained what he was talking about.
Yeah, I find a clip low key because
bro,
it,
if they skinny,
that.
They want to be thick. If they thick, they want to be skinny. They got big titties, they want a breast reduction. If they got no titties, they want a boob job. If they got big ass, they want an ass reduction. If they got no ass, they want a bigger ass. If they got thin lips, they want thick lips. They got thick lips, they want. It's always the opposite. If the hair is long and straight, they want it short and curly. It's short and curly, they want it long and straight. It is, literally is no appeasing a woman at all. They have to have a reason to be mad. This is why if you sacrifice your purpose as a man for a woman's happiness, you're a crazy goddamn fool, because they're going to wake up one day and decide they're not happy no more, and your ass is grass. Go for your purpose at all cost. You are not responsible for no other human's happiness at all.
I agree.
Don't let these women finesse you. Oh, you got to bring her flowers to be happy. Oh, you got to bring her child. You got to, no, you don't got to do nothing but be you and be the man that they said they wanted to submit to. If they switch up, man, get up out of there, cuz.
And that's why niggas, you don't crash out, because it's nothing that, it's nothing you could do.
It's this internet. Nigga, she's on Instagram scrolling. Seeing all these women acting like they're getting their groove back, she looking over at this nigga like, you know what? I could do better than him.
This nigga done woke up, yeah. Doing all that.
This nigga done dedicated his life to this woman.
Yeah.
That's crazy. This,
and men see long term. You know, we stick it out. We are creatures of habit. Niggas will be in the trenches with you. Fuck it.
Now, that's facts. And you see what they trying to do to Lala now. They talking about she aged overnight. The wall that hit her. They talking about Carmelo done dodged a bullet.
Well, she tore herself up with the surgery and
all
of that.
I know, but they all do that.
Started doing sex
scenes. Lala was hot.
She just didn't have no ass. That's what I'm saying. They're never satisfied. It's actually scary, because this is why niggas be having side bitches. This is why niggas be having 2-3 different relationships going on, because this one over here might wake up unhappy. Cool, I got two over here. So,
or just the mindset of...
that's you know, how you got to play it, cuz.
Or the mindset of just like, you never know. You don't know till you know. Niggas will tell you got trust issues, because you be like, I can't put nothing past nobody.
She's never yours.
Yeah,
just
like,
your
like
turn,
niggas that try to make you sound insecure, because you're like, I don't know. I'm not putting shit past no bitch.
Today,
that's me personally.
It's only because today's society, women, today's society, women aren't brought up to be staying down and be shitty with you.
It's just
like,
your turn.
I don't know
crazy.
If y'all seen that video of the nigga. I think they was playing with her though, but the granny, she was like, she was hella old, and he was on the phone. He was in a car with her, but she thought he was cheating. You seen that one? the girl came in the car. And granny like, oh, wooty woop coming. Like, granny kept it solid. And the girl asked her, like, who was he talking to? Granny never said nothing. They was like, oh, that's how granny stayed down. But then you get the younger woman, or even some of the older women now, be like, man, she's stupid for sticking with a nigga. Or we knew granny was getting ran through. Or these women just weak. It's like, nah, y'all women just more stupid now.
Y'all weak because y'all go every time it get tough.
Women are trying to do what men have done, and it's backfiring. And they can say they happy, but these motherfuckers be soulless and miserable at the end of the day.
Imagine your turn ends at 71.
I'm sick. I might crash.
You met her at 19. It was your turn till she turned 71.
That's what I'm saying. But you had a good run. It was better. It was better. You had a good run than not a run at all, nigga.
Bro, that is fucking insane, yeah, nigga. 71.
It is. But it is.
Oh my God, this is
the only
crazy.
Way you ain't. If you got a bag, you're gonna be straight. But if you a nigga with no bag and that happened, your run is cooked. You're done.
He for sure playing at Bobby Womack. That nigga sick.
Nigga,
I'm gonna be
nigga sick.
So you gonna be surprised if he crash out?
I mean, he shouldn't have no energy to crash out at 71. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Bro, because just think about how many
years. What about
years?
That nigga that divorced his wife?
He probably tired of her to keep
y'all heard that nigga that found out his wife cheated? He was like 70-something, left her?
Oh, you found out she cheated early in the relationship.
Oh, like 20 years ago, huh? You like, I'm out.
If you think you're lonely now,
wait until tonight, girl.
That nigga
said
it's over.
You never find nobody to scratch your back.
I just seen something else, nigga, where I think he was Asian or something, Filipino, nigga. He put his wife on a silent treatment for 20 years. He didn't speak.
Nigga went to Zen mode.
I saw that.
Somebody went to monk mode. Somebody had to bring them together because said he was giving too much attention to the kids. I said, this nigga the coldest nigga on earth. He ain't speak to this bitch for 20 years, and she stayed with the nigga.
That's crazy.
So they lived their regular lives. She stayed with this nigga for 20 crazy. Years.
My nigga got the cold shoulder, nigga.
Cold
sub-zero, nigga. Ice cold on the bitch.
Wasn't going for nothing. He put her on ice for 20 years. It's crazy. God damn. This nigga was cutthroat, cuz. Like, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
And he probably had the personality, like, if she leaves, then she must not.
Oh, know. He said, yeah. Fuck about nothing. He said, you put them kids before me, it's over. Bitch, I'm gonna still take care of my kids. They on ice for 20 years. It's crazy. Bitch, right, trying to talk to this nigga every day. They sleeping in the same bed,
in the same
house.
That's crazy.
Cut don't say a word to you. That's wild.
20 years is nuts.
That is crazy. And women is so crazy because y'all saw that video. The side chick showed up at dude house telling this girl, tell her who I am. Tell her who I am.
Oh, that's wild.
Bro, she showed up to this nigga. She knew she was the side chick, though. He kept it player. Like, look, I got a girl. He fucked up and let her know where she live at.
Oh, you don't
what I'm thinking.
That.
Or I don't know how she found. I'm assuming.
It's easy to find it. I mean,
yeah, it's easy to find people now.
Nah,
why would you show up to a nigga crib?
That's the thing with women. They think they cheat so good. It's just a lot of these niggas won't say nothing when they decide nigga.
That's all it is.
But these bitches getting their emotions and crash out over everything.
And a lot of niggas is not going to do what women do.
That's what
a lot of niggas ain't
going to
go through the phone. I'm not going to do all the snooping. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm going to find it's going. You know what I mean? It's going to fall into my lap. Niggas is not going to go be Inspector Gadget over some shit most of the time.
And that's what I mean. Y'all think y'all could be niggas. We can be the side dude for 10 years. I can see you have 50 different niggas that you...
Tell your husband I say happy birthday.
Right. Like, you catch feelings, you showing up at a nigga crib.
Yeah,
and you knew you was the side joint, but you thought you could be the side joint. Oh, I don't catch feelings, no emotions. Nigga get to hitting that spot. Now you knocking on his door.
You destroyed a nigga's whole life and you think he gonna come to you next? It's over with.
Like, what do you think is finna happen?
You didn't destroy my whole life.
You finna destroy this nigga life and he finna come to you. You was in that position for a reason. It was so crazy. These bitches would be side bitches, but won't deal with another nigga and be just the other bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, just be loyal to cuz?
I'm saying like having two women. They'll despise that, but still deal with a nigga as long as the other female don't know.
Yeah.
But if they knew about each other, you know what I'm saying?
Then it's almost like you got too much control. If we both know about each other, like, I ain't letting you do me like
just
that.
Just in a poly relationship, I should say. Yeah. Like, a lot of women that fuck with a nigga that got a bitch, but then they won't, if that nigga wanted her to be the other bitch, she won't do it.
Oh, yeah, the ego.
Yeah.
That ego start to kick in. I don't know, fellas, cause get your money up. That's just the only answer. Because if a bitch want to leave you at 71 and you got bread, you can go be a Robert De Niro. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you can go
I'm
be
saying.
A Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, they banned her from the stadium, right? Or from the practice facility.
Yeah, what
yeah,
they
we
do
talk,
that for?
We was talking about that.
Yeah, they like, that nigga probably all out of his brain over there.
That's
he
shit.
Ain't out of his brain cut there.
Nigga, every water break, he probably
Belichick
going over there to cupcake
in the
shit.
Office coming in there wearing him out.
Bill Belichick in the second childhood, you know, when you get a younger chick, cuz they
not that energy.
That energy make you feel younger.
That's bad. We ain't never seen that nigga smile.
Exactly.
They over there, the practice field like, this nigga don't give a fuck about shit.
That nigga done won 37 bad, Super Bowls, ain't cracked a smile. This little young pussy got that nigga cheesing ear to ear. He doing interviews
just
now.
Just go out there and have fun.
Hey,
okay. Just go out there and have fun.
Do what the fuck you want to do. Go out there and take selfies and shit. Belichick on both states.
He ain't giving the team no direction. I'm telling you.
Gang, that is crazy.
Said you got to lock back in, Bill.
That's cool for Belichick. Salute Belichick, man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you with a 71-year-old. She talking about I ain't happy. Bitch, you old. Pussy don't get wet. Don't suck dick
that
no more.
That nigga ain't
don't
happy,
cook.
Bitch.
That nigga
yeah.
mad
he
as
ain't
hell.
Happy. Yeah. And he faithful.
And that's
that
the thing.
That's
happy.
The
nigga,
worst part.
Nigga wearing
stay.
Him out probably doing all that bullshit every day. You complaining about why you ain't happy. They don't even give a fuck if he happy or not.
He like, man.
This little young bitch just happy to be in the passenger seat, nigga.
That shit crazy. Roll dome, all type of shit.
Man, listen, man. Y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel. Pray for the fellas, cuz. Prayer hands in the chat, man. We out of here, man. The viral way. Bang.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.